Myanmar hit by deadly floods after Typhoon Yagi, date modified colon 2024-09-14T04:55:07.775Z, description colon Myanmar's ruling junta has requested foreign aid as large areas are inundated, state-run media report, Myanmar hit by deadly floods after Typhoon Yagi, Getty Images, severe flooding has hit Myanmar after Typhoon Yagi, with more than 230,000 people forced to flee their homes, according to officials. The country's ruling junta has requested foreign aid to mitigate the impact, the state-run media report. The capital Naypyidaw is among the area's worst hit. The floods have killed at least 33 people, the country's military says. State-run Daily New Light of Myanmar says some temporary relief camps have been set up for victims made homeless. Asia's most powerful storm this year, Typhoon Yagi, has already swept Vietnam, the Chinese island of Hainan and the Philippines. Junta Chief Genmin Ong Hlaing and other Burmese officials have visited areas of heavy flooding and inspected the rescue and relief efforts, the state-run media say. Reports by Radio Free Asia suggest the death toll is much higher, with the US-backed broadcaster saying at least 160 people were killed in floods and landslides. A rescue worker in Tonggu told BBC Burmese on Saturday more than 300 people were trapped by flooding on the east bank of the Sitong River. "There aren't enough boats to rescue us," the rescue worker said. Scientists say typhoons and hurricanes are becoming stronger and more frequent with climate change. Warmer ocean waters mean storms pick up more energy, which leads to higher wind speeds. A warmer atmosphere also holds more moisture, which can lead to more intense rainfall. Much of Myanmar's population has been suffering dislocation because of a three-year civil war that has killed thousands and displaced more than 2.6 million people, according to the UN, Getty Images, according to the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. Some 18.6 million people are now estimated to be in humanitarian need. In an update on the ongoing humanitarian situation earlier this week, the International Red Cross, ICRC, said many families in Myanmar have limited access to clean water and sanitation, and are going without basic medicines and health care. They live with the fear of armed conflict and violence. The disruption of livelihoods is leaving countless people without the means to sustain themselves, the ICRC's president, Mirjanas Boljarak, said on Wednesday. EPA, Typhoon Yagi kills 59, injures hundreds in Vietnam, strongest typhoon in a decade hits China's Hawaii, Myanmar Asia severe weather.